she can freely do Madhutva Kadambari. Because it is of sadha. But well, you have sadha kind of here. But there are so many things that you cannot utter all these things. You will read something. Some imagine also. And think here also. What is slope? One is slope.
25.
सिंदूर रेखा सीमंती रत्न शलाकया मया वा कल्पिता किंतु किंते स अलकांचो भविष्यति रघुनाथ दासुशन. At first he has given प्रक्षाल्य पाद कमलम तदोनुक्रमेण गोष्ठेन्द्र सोनु दैते तौकेश पाशम हा नर्मदा ग्रथी. वी हैव डन दिस. ही हैज डेकोरेटेड हिज वेणी देन 24th. He wants to give a tilak in this Lalat Pradesh head,
forehead,
and other service he wants to do. Then we come to 25th. He is praying that a day will come for me that I will serve you with Sindura. Sindur means what? Red? Sindu.
Dusted color.
In England, in English, no word. Sindhu is there.
Red dye.
Only in India, Sindhu. For a lady, Sindhu is essential. If all ornaments are there, all avarans are there, everything is there. But if there is no sindur, then nothing is there. No? Then it will be treated that she is widow. She is not married or she is not sabhagyavati. So this is main essential thing for a lady, Indian lady. So, in Raghunath Das Goswami, there are two things. Milan among Bira.
Meeting and separation.
Meeting and separation, both things are there. When he is peeping inside and meditating and remembering the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, he thinks that I am seeing just his, they are standing before me as pratyaksha,
direct perception.
Direct perception. So sometimes he goes in inner, in meditation, and he forgets everything outside. Then he is so much happy and with ananda. And he thinks that I am serving Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Especially here, serving Srimati Radhika. But when the remembrance goes away, he is feeling so much separation, weeping, crying bitterly. He is so much feeling separation there. At first he is seeing Radha and Krishna in Javat. Srimati Radhika has taken bath. Now they are decorating Srimati Radhika. Everything has been given to Radhika. All ornaments, all avaran. The difference between avaran and alankar. Alankar is of golden and all these things. But avaran, like kulal, anjan,
tilak,
kumkum, tilak,
kusturi,
they are of 36 kinds of avaran. Sola, 16.
Sola singar.
And so many alankar are there. But sometimes, if alankar are not there, but avaran are there, it is so beautiful, it looks like. If Radhika has no alankar, at the time of cooking, they are told, Radhika has taken off all his
ornaments,
and this chador also, very thin, white dress, very halka.
Light.
Very light. Yes. And at that time, a sakhi gives mirror to Srimati Radhika. See how beautiful you looks like. Here he is giving. He is in inner sight. No? She is telling to Radhika, oh dear friend or sakhi, a day will come when I will give this avaran of sindur to you in your head, simanta. Simanta,
the part in the hair.
This part. When he was telling to Srimati Radhika this fact, this prayer, he at once, when he went deep in pastimes of Krishna. What is this sindur? Sindur has friendship with Krishna, curved hair, black and curved hair. Understand?
Curling.
Curls and black hairs to have friendship. How friendship? This sakhi gives here sindur. and causal to this very big eyes like deer. And very chanchal netra.
Moving eyes
of Srimati Radhika. As deers. She is giving darpan to Srimati Radhika. See how beautiful you look like. This face is so much beautiful. She took the mirror and saw how beautiful this face is. But it is not for myself, this beautiful. If Krishna will see this face and he will be so happy, then I will be happy. Otherwise, no use of this and this. By chance, the Sakhi sees that Krishna has come at once and saw the face of Srimati Radhika. And he saw that so beautiful this Beni is, decorated with Kunda Sraja, Kunda Mala, and very deep red, this is Sindhu. He at once attacks and he catches hold of Srimati Radhika and he takes in his arms. Same time, this Sindhu meets Krishna calls hairs, and they both become so much happy. So Krishna takes this in his head, that thing. And Sakhis are seeing all these things. They become so happy to see the face of Krishna and the hairs. When Krishna knows this, he becomes so happy. Radhika becomes so happy. The Sakhi are more happy than Krishna and Radha to see. This is the symptom of Manjaris. Krishna is taking the sign of that sindur here. Gopis sees and feels here that Krishna has taken that sindur from my head. Everything which sign has Radhika, this Kinkaris has everything. They see the thing and they realize that Krishna is meeting with Radhika, is meeting with us. So they don't want any thing from Krishna direct. They want everything through Srimati Radhika. So, O Devi, now he is out of when he becomes in knowledge, and when he remembers that I am this body, I am in Radha Kunda, as a sadhakti, he begins to cry and weep. O Radhike, will I decorate your Simanta by this sindur, and Krishna will take the shine of that thing and we will be so much pleased. Here, one thing that gopis are giving sindoor. Typed about sindoor. So Srimati Radhika feels so beautiful. But there is some behind this. There is something. Pastimes are behind deeply. Radhika don't want to have this. Only not for her. We decorate ourselves, our body, for us. But gopis don't do anything for them. No swarth there. Only to attract Krishna and to make pleased to Krishna. Krishna priti artha. We cannot realize this thing in this stage. But there is a stage when gopis want to only to please Krishna. Our, you know, Balaram, there was a poet, bhakta poet, Balaram. He has written so beautifully, marvelously, the cowherdings of Krishna when he is going. Appa Gandalol Lila, Sakharas, and Basalaras too. Now he is giving some description of Srimati Radhika. She is telling that Srimati Radhika is thinking, always she thinks how to please Krishna, how to serve Krishna. She is, Srimati Radhika, is telling something, what she is realizing here, is how Krishna loves me. In the words of Balaram Kavi, Marame kahunu mu, marime kahunu, mo puna thekilu, se janara piri iti phande. If you knew Bangla, and especially if one has some idea of Rasa Shastra, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu and all these things, theek hai? Then they can emerge in this ocean of Rasa. This is in Bangla prayer, but yet very, very few persons can take bath in these poems. Malli. Marama kahilu, mo puna thekilu, se janara piri ti phande. The meaning is this, that all sakhis are there. Srimati Radhika is there. Radhika is telling with separation mood here. Great separation mood. That if I knew first the activities and everything of Krishna, that he is so much beautiful from upper side, outwardly. But inner side he is so much cruel, curved, and so many disqualities. I never had so much love for him. I am telling by maram. Maram means
heart.
The
heart.
Thoughts of my inner heart, maram. Hriday, hriday meaning?
Heart.
Hearts.
Hearts.
I have now realization. I am telling my heartly
feelings
that anyone should not love Krishna. Always be very, very far away from him. Because he is black outwardly and inwardly too. If I knew it, that I would have been tried that no affection for Krishna. Krishna has jal bichha karke rakha hai.
Keeping net.
To caught any
deer
or supakshi or bird. Any bird.
A trap.
Hidden in earth. This trap is hidden in earth. Only very far away there is a rope and we can
pull
on.
And the trap closes. We are caught.
Then we will go. The Krishna has chhipa karke rakha hai. He has hidden in earth or anywhere a trap to catch all birds and beasts. What is his traps? You know? What traps? It is made of
bamboo,
ropes and all things. What it may be?
Net.
It is beautiful.
Beauty.
He has arrow and
bow and arrow.
This is bow and arrow. By which he can, when any beast or any bird or anything will come and be in
trap,
he will shoot. He will shoot at once by that arrow. This is his bow. And this is
arrow.
Sight. And it is dhar diya hua,
sharp.
And it has been sharp on kundal. Kundal is mobile. He is so cruel that he does like this, always. So that bone may be, arrow may be so
sharp.
And so beautiful face, beautiful Vanshivadan, so beautiful. His words are more than beautiful in Vanshi. He has some rush mixed with bees.
Poison.
So anyone does not die, but he becomes mad only. And what he tells, he does that person. So, Mopuna Thekilu, at first I was in his trap, and I saw. Anyhow, I came out of trap once. Anyhow, I fled away from it.
And then from then I always try not to fall in that trap. But मोह पुनी ठेके लूं मैं फिर उसी के जाल में पड़ गई
again you trapped by this trap.
If we give anything to a dog and when he comes we beat him to dog and go by fear he goes away and again too again he comes again we do we fight him and again if we do he will fear but anyhow he will come sure so we are fearing but again na theklu mane
aur phane podna
we fell in his trap we are fearing not to and we have decided not to come not to fail in this trap but yet we fell in this trap se janar piriti phande piriti phande pir se phand mane trap is of priti
made of priti
here the word is priti and piriti who is so sweet
piriti
prem even more than beautiful and tasteful and madhur so madhur piriti so this is phan oh I am your das krishna is telling to gopis I know nothing except you. I am forever. I am your servant. What will you do? Tell, I will do all things. I cannot live without you. You are my most priyatama, more than Chandravali, Padma, and all. To whom he talks, does life. What to tell gopis? Yeah, he is accustomed in Vrindavan, Braja, to tell like this. Understand? So when he left Mathura and went to Dwarka, He could not unremember, could not bhul jana,
forget
all these habits. So in Dwarka he used to do like the same thing. He told with pratigya.
Promise.
Pratigya. I am telling three times. O Satyabhama Devi, you are my heart and soul. I don't love so much to Rukmini. I am only of yours. And when he goes to Rukmini, he tells that I don't know anyone. I know one. Only you. And once Narad came there with a lot with a
parijat
pushpa flower. The qualities of parijat pushpa is this, that one who will have this parijat pushpa on his head or anybody
anywhere
in his body. He will be always so beautiful. No discolor. Always so happy. And there are so many good qualities. So you'll feel no thirst, no hunger, nothing of type. His beautiful will be always beautiful. So he brought this from heaven, from Indra garden. And when Krishna was sitting in his Ranivas, Ranivas means with Ranis, all Ranis,
all
queens, 16,008, all were there. And at once Narad came and gave it to Krishna and told Krishna that in my presence just now you should give this flower to any one of
queen
or queens which are very near and dear to you, to whom you love much, best. Krishna thought that there will be so much quarrel there. What should I do? And Narad Vaj insisted.
Insisting.
Puna.
Again and again.
That you should do first.
Immediately.
And then do anything. You should give. I want to see who is your best priya. Krishna told that, he thought that today I'm in sore trouble. But Narad Vaj insisting, so he gave it to Rukmini. Because all know that he sees Patarani. But everyone knows that I am most dearest of Krishna. Especially Saptabhama always thought that I am most beautiful and dearest to Krishna. And Krishna tells like this always. So when he gave to Rukmini, all thought in his mind that, oh, Krishna has done my apaman.
Insult.
He has insulted me. He always tells like that, you are most priya, and here, in front of all, he has insulted me and given it to Rukmini. If he has taken it and kept it in his pocket and given to none, we have some consolation. But he has given, so she became so furious and weeping and with red, furious
eyes.
She went away. And unclosed his queen's dress and all ornaments. And she would
lock the door.
Lock the door and slept
lying
on the ground. And so lamba,
so long breath,
with like a sarpani.
Serpent.
Met serpent.
Serpent.
Serpent. Krishna then, and all were so much unhappy. But Rukmini became so happy. Krishna said, what should I do? Then he silently came alone to the house of Saptabhama. She was lying down and weeping and crying. She sat towards the feet of Srimati
Saptabhama.
Saptabhama. and kept his hand on the tips of Saptabhama. Saptabhama at once threw his legs
through his hand.
Not speaking, only by feet
picked up
the hand of Krishna. Then Krishna again put with hands. And your wife was so angry. You should not be so angry. I have cheated only Chandravali.
Rukmini.
I have cheated. I have not done love to
Rukmini.
But I only cheated. But you are so much without buddhi.
Intelligent.
You are less intelligent. So you could not understand. I have given my heart to you. What to tell this
flower?
Ordinary flower. For ordinary flower. You want ordinary flower or my heart? I have given my whole heart and everything to you. And you are only weeping for that ordinary flowers? Then he told with angry that you cannot give even a flower. What to tell about your heart? I don't believe in you. Now I want to go to my father home. I will not live here with you. Then Krishna is so big cheater and big clever. Anyhow,
consoled her
and told that this moment I will go to heaven and bring whole tree for you. What to tell a pushpa? You are only crying and weeping and you are not believing me for a ordinary flower. I will give whole tree here in your Rajbhavan. At once he called Garuda and Garuda came, and Krishna took Saptabhama in his lap here and sat on Garuda and at once went to heaven. And there he went and what uprooted that Parijat Pushpa. When he was ready to come, Indra with his all goddesses, God, he told Krishna that you cannot take it. We will quarrel with you. We will fight with you. He fought, but he was defeated. Pradyumna and Narunudha all came there, and there was a big fight there, and Krishna defeated Indra and took the tree here in Dwarka, in the Ras palace of
Saptabhama.
Then he told Saptabhama that you should give invitation to Rukmini and all others. She became so pleased and she gave invitation that today that tree will be
planted
in the garden of my garden. So you are all invited. All came. If Saptabhama was there in the place of Rukmini, Saptabhama never taken that invitation and she would not come in this function. But Rukmini was so much udar,
broad-minded,
and very sahishnu, tolerance, qualification. So took the invitation, she also came and went in. So Krishna Srimati Radhika is telling that I first knew and went in the trap of Krishna, but I came out of the trap and decided not to come forever in the trap of Krishna. But again I was cheated and I came in the trap of Krishna. Rati dina chite, bhavite bhavite, tarse paran kande. The trap is that there is no trap, but his priti is so, priti mane love is so, that day and night, always, everywhere, every moment, my pran,
life,
is always weeping for meeting Krishna. Our soul, my soul is always weeping to meet Krishna. Always. Why he is weeping? Why his soul is wanting so? Because when Krishna meets with me, I remember, sometimes I forget this thing. When I meet with Krishna and Krishna touches me, I forget where I am, who I am, nothing. And what he does with me, I don't know. Krishna, bhuke bhuke, mukhe chokhe lagi thake, tamu sato tahara. He gives in my mouth, his breast in my breast. Eyes, always he wants to go in my heart and he also wants that he should tear his heart and keep me inside. What he wants, I don't know. I unremember, forgets everything. And he feels that I have lost Srimati Radhika. Always, in meeting also Krishna, satata harai. Understanding something? I meet Krishna, but Krishna touching me, keeping me in his laps, or my every body, parts of body, mixed with the parts of Krishna, but yet Krishna thinks that I have not got Srimati Radhika. O bhuka chiriya hiyar majhare amare rakhite chay. O bhuka chiriya. What chiriya?
Tears open my chest.
Krishna, his chest, and wants to keep me inside. Haar nahi piya. Golaya parige. Chandana nahe makhe gaya. Oh, Krishna thinks that Srimati Radhika is like a
garland,
haar,
necklace.
If I was haar, Krishna will take in his in
neck
and chest. Galaya pari. Chandana naho mathe gai. Makhe gai. If I was chandan, sandal, then he wants to
rub
in his whole
body. Spread me all.
यदि मैं चंदन होती, तो कृष्ण हमको अपने अंगों में चारों तरफ लगा लेता। यदि हार होती मैं, तो अपने गले में पहन लेता। अनेक जतने रतन पाईया थुईतेन ठाई न पाए। कृष्ण थिंक्स, where should I keep श्रीमती राधिका? This is not Radhika, this is my life and soul, and she is my waste dhan, sampatti.
Wealth.
So, if anyone see it, they will be great to have this. So I should hide it in my heart, where I should keep it, this. Karpura tambul apani sajiya, mor mukhe bharide. She loves me so much that, mane Shyamala, from to Shyamala, Srimati Radhika is telling all these things. Karpura tambul, you know, he makes himself bitika, tambul bitika, and very lovely he takes it and gives in the mouth of Srimati. Hasiya hasiya chibuk dhariya mukhe mukhe diya loy, sajaiya kachaiya basana paraiya avese laiya kole, deep laiya hathe mukha nirakite titila nayana lore. He decorates my beni, he gives kajal in my eyes, and he gives adhobashan, lahanga, very beautifully, and gives all ornaments to Radhika. And then, having a pradeep, you know? Not lamp, pradeep. Swarna pradeep, giving their ghee and bhatti, and takes before Srimati Radhika, and always looks and always like to look Srimati Radhika face. Deepalaya mukha nirakite. And begins to weep. Charane dharya java karachai. And he takes my feet in the laps of Krishna, mane keeps it in laps, and he writes the name of Krishna there, Krishna, Krishna there, with very good art. Balaram chite bhavite bhavite panjara hai. Balaram is telling, oh, when I have chance to see this loving Krishna to Srimati Radhika and serving to Radhika, remembering these past times and seeing no Radhika and Krishna there, I am always weeping. And Pajar Hoilo says, Pajar Maniki,
heart,
hear that. My heart already finished. He is feeling separation here. To see Krishna serving Srimati Radhika, here also, he wants to see that I will do with Swarna Shalaka, this thing. And Krishna will be very greedy to have this in his black curls hair. When I will see all these things? just today. In Madhurya Kadambini, you can go after Nishtha. What is Nishtha, you know?
Absence of anartha.
Now, anartha is there, but something.
Almost to nil.
Bhakti
bhavati vaishiti.
When asakti will come, then almost all offenses will go. But in Nishtha, when there will be Nishtha, in Srimad Bhagavat there is a slope. That
Kama Lobha Yastra.
Offenses have gone, but there is something there. But Utsahmai Ghantarla Virvikalpa Vishaya Sangara Niyamakshama Tarangarangina. This is Shrestha has done. You know all this is Shrestha, you have read perhaps? Madhurya Kadambini. We require this thing first. Our bhakti should come into Nishtha. If there is no Nishtha, we cannot move an inch further. If we have no offense, nama aparad, if we have no seva aparad, no? Utsahmai has gone away. Ghanatarla has also gone away. We have passed that stage. Ghanatarla means
sporadic endeavor. Sometimes enthusiastic, sometimes unenthusiastic.
Sometimes that we have no gain, nothing. What to do? And sometimes very happy that we have got something. Vishaya Sangara, fight with Vishaya. Sometimes we don't want to be in Vishaya, and sometimes we are bound to go in Vishaya. Especially being in muds. So many kinds of things come, bhog comes, very good cloth, good time chashma, ghadi, and so name and fame, everything comes. I will not take anything. I will not take from today milk. But anyhow you become ill, doctor advised to take milk, will have to take milk. Achha, I am taking this milk, but when I will be recovered, I will not take. This is Vishaya Sangara. I don't want to take, but yet I take. Vishaya Sangara. And Buddha Vikalpa. And Atapani.
Niyamakshama.
Niyamakshama, you know? That
your vrati do not keep.
I want to chant 1 lakh of Harina. One day anyhow I took. But next day I became ill. I could not take. In the night I don't sleep. So there was headache. And in headache I cannot chant. Malay. Sometimes it becomes so that we are मन लगता नहीं है। मन डजंट गो, इट डोंट वांट टू चांट और टू हियर हरि कथा, बट फोर्सली वी इंगेज इट
अनमाइंडेड,
वी डोंट वांट टू गेट, वी गिव आवर माइंड टू चांट एंड टू हियर हरि कथा तरंग रंगिनी देयर। Taranga Rangini means we are chanting and hearing Hari Katha. Any Vishaya Katha comes, we remember. And we feel so happy in remembering these things. And we at once bhul jate hain,
forget
to chant Harinam. Only this is going on, but mind is not there. Especially when we chant our, we remember our Diksha Mantra. Sometimes we see that mind has gone so far away. And for so many minutes, it is not returning. So when we will across these things,
stage,
yet there are four or five kinds of unearth there. So we will discuss about that thing
next
week. But why to enter in this realm of rush? These are essential. Without them, our base is not there. Baseless we are. So for base we will have to read and to practice Madhurya Kadambari or all books of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Manas Shiksha, Upadeshamrita, all that.
Thank you.